Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 990. We're talking about how much of the self-help industry is banking on you just being distracted from, well, really helping yourself. And I think a real close comparison to this, and I don't have the exact statistics. I could look it up, but honestly, as I tell you guys in general, statistics don't really matter nearly as much as you looking into something and testing it out for yourself. And because usually when we use stats, it's to make a point. Like when I tell you guys that the fitness industry is spending, is a multi-billion dollar industry marketing against our insecurities, I'm using that point to get a point. I'm using that statistic to get a point across. Now here, and the reason I'm saying that, because I don't remember the exact stat, but when I worked for a gym, our general manager was telling us that, you know, like we bank on the people that sign up, actually the vast majority of them not coming in and using the facility. We sell memberships. People continue to pay. At that time you had to, because you were locked into a contract, which I think from now, I think most of the clubs you belong to, you can do month to month. But that, at that point, especially, it was selling the membership, but banking on the fact that people weren't actually going to show up. And I think the self-help industry, while there is a number of resources out there that you can use to help as you figure help yourself as you figure things out, I think in general, think about this. You know, a lot of these self-help, and not just the ones that authors that or leaders or entrepreneurs or whoever that put out books to help people, but the ones that are like the serial authors, I think, and again, not every single one, because I just thought of one in my head that I think is different from this, but there are definitely people out there that bank on you always being part of this industry, always looking for the next thing, always looking for the thing that's going to help you. We talk a lot in the fitness and weight loss space on how it's set up for you to never really leave. Like you're always going to be just one thought or one view, look sideways, glance in a mirror away from being on a diet. And the self-help industry, if you're distracted by reading the latest book, listening to all the podcasts, you know, going to all the retreats, signing up for being part of all the masterminds, you're just constantly looking for this next thing, and they will put it under the whole thing of, well, we're just looking for constant improvement. And I'm a big fan of looking for constant improvement, but I think a lot of this stuff comes from within. Now, again, and I mentioned masterminds and I did retreats and meetups and things like that. There are benefits to it, like, cause you are connecting with people there. You're expanding your network. You're getting to see how others are doing, which is also going to help you shape your perspective on the things that you're working through. But the self-help space, by and large, wants you to be distracted from what it actually takes to make change and end up where it is that you're supposed to be, which is connecting with who you are. Look at these resources that you're not only the ones that you're looking at now that you think might be the latest and greatest, but look back at all the other things that you've done. And then you start to cobble together your path. You try things out, you test them, you see what works and what doesn't. You do more of the stuff that works, less of the stuff that doesn't. And you ride that wave until that thing that works is no longer really serving you. And then you're still just like trying different things out and seeing what works. And but part of the reason that this isn't packaged as much is there's a lot of nuance. And think about this, a lot of what we, the parallels between self-help and fitness and weight loss are very similar too. We're given we want a roadmap on how to do all of this, right? If we're going to make the best version of ourselves, tell us exactly how to do it. And you'll hear at times, I mean, there are people that document the process that they went through to get from where they were to get to where they wanted to be in a particular area of life. And you can look at that and you can take inspiration from it. You can even start by following that exact path. But at some point, you're going to have to take the training wheels off, and this becomes more of a nuanced thing where, you know, there's bits and pieces that come from all of the content that can help you. But it's not this tell me what to do and I'll do it roadmap that a lot of people want, because the world is constantly changing. And you actually, once you stop running and you connect with who you are, you start to see that while the world is constantly changing, things start to slow down in your head because you're moving at a slow, deliberate pace that works for you. So again, I think if you look at the resources that you've consumed over the years, there are some of them that are very helpful. Some of them, I think, actually stand the test of everything. I think Atomic Habits is definitely one, because if we're looking at routines, morning and evening routines, and other routines that we have throughout the day, habit stacking really helps with this, right? So this is something where you can apply this to what you're doing, but you don't need all of the extra stuff on top of it, right? Like, it's how can I figure out a basic structure or a basic skill that's going to help me figure out where I want to go on my process, on my journey to get where it is that I'm going to end up. And, you know, I think eventually you are going to figure this out. You're going to stop looking for the solution, being distracted by the next thing, by the new shiny object thing. And you're going to look at it and say, okay, you know what? I've tested a lot of things out. I've tried a lot of things out. Here's what works for me. And most of the time, you're going to feel like you're in a really good place with it. Again, I use 85% of the time for headspace. It's not a hard and fast rule. Some people will say, hey, if I'm in a good headspace, or if I'm thinking this way 72% of the time, it works. Other people say like 93, whatever percentage you want to throw. But I want to give plenty of room to where, you know, you feel like you are a little lost. Is this really what I should be doing? But I want you to be able to isolate that and say, this is me just having doubt. This is not necessarily where I need to be like, oh my gosh, I need to do something brand new. So just be aware that there are a ton of businesses, brands, and people that are set on you wanting to do the best version, be the best version of yourself, but not really know how to do it for the rest of your life, because you're constantly looking for the next thing, and the next thing is going to really push you over the line. What I think it really takes is that we have to stop running from ourselves. Now, this is something that if you get the Almost Daily email, check the archive. It's in the archive right now. You can always go to the archive. But I sent this out yesterday where you're talking about this. Like, if you really, in order for you to get to where you're going to be, and I think you're ultimately going to decide to do this because you're going to get tired of everything else. And I hope that you hear this message right now. If you're kind of, if you're running from who you are, I want you to stop. And I want you to connect with who you are, because if you think about this, all the stuff you're running from, all the stuff that you're distracted from, right? You as an individual, where you are right now, what your life situation is, the choices that you've made in the past that you're hung up on, the choices you're trying to make for the future, like what it actually is in your life that you want in order to be the architect of your life is, you know, when you stop running, you catch up to yourself, and you really start to put together what it is that you want out of life. And then you look at all this stuff that you've done in personal development, and you'll find that you actually have a toolbox of skills that's going to get you much further than you probably think. So instead of saying, hey, I'm waiting for the next, you know, greatest thing to come out and tell me what to do, you're like, well, I've already studied a lot and I can put this together on my own. And that's what I want for you. I want you to be able to connect with who you are, decide what you want, and look at the skills that you already have. Are there going to be things that you need to learn? Of course, but it's you working at your own pace. So I know you're going to get there. Any thoughts that you have, definitely let me know. If you're listening on Spotify, when this episode comes out, go ahead and just, you can answer the, what did you think of this episode question? Otherwise, you can email me. That is daryl@darylperry.com. That's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening. I'll talk to you again real soon.